always he wanted, the bomb to be tested before the Japanese and an international audience, so the Japanese should know and should surrender before people died. As you know, Szilard failed, and with him, the community of scientists failed.
Leo Szilard was a hero figure for my father.
Jacob Bronowski's daughter, Professor Lisa Jardine.
Leo Szilard was repeatedly put before us as a hero scientist, the very model of a scientist, because he both did absolutely fundamental work and had a moral integrity like no other.
His stand at the end of the war against dropping the bomb on Japan, it got him into trouble, didn't it?
Leo Szilard was fired the day peace was declared by General Groves, who had had him followed as a spy every day of the time he was at Los Alamos. General Groves was sure that Leo Szilard was a Jewish Russian spy. Of course, he wasn't Russian either. He was prevented from doing any more work, not just on the atomic bomb, but in the atomic industry. He moved to biology.
Your father, Jacob Bronowski, also moved from physics to biology. In the war, he worked on conventional bombing, but in late 1945, he visited Hiroshima to report on the effects of the bomb. Was it what he saw there that made him move away from physics?
MI5 blocked, and I can see it from the MI5 files, at least three attempts by my father to enter the peaceful use of atomic energy on the grounds that he was potentially a spy. Incidentally, my father was blocked from a series of programs on the BBC. David Attenborough tells me because the MI5 stringer in the BBC blocked them on the ground he didn't have security clearance.
Your father saw firsthand what the atomic bomb did. How did he and Szilard look back on the morality of dropping it on Japan?
I don't want to call it atrocity. You know, the camps were atrocities. Bombing, for me, was a necessity. I'm a Jew. If those bombs had not been dropped, both the conventional bombs on Tokyo and Dresden, and then the atomic bombs, I wouldn't be here to talk to you, Samira. There would be no Jews left. We wouldn't have won the war. I do believe that. No one alive now, except the very elderly like me, was there to experience the dilemma at first hand, and we couldn't discuss it. Those who were involved directly had signed the Official Secret Act. And I gather from other friends that their parents didn't start discussing it till the 1970s. And of course, my father died in the early 1970s. We never had those discussions.
I just wonder if Szilard came to regret his idea of this bomb that would change the world.
We sentimentalise in a really dangerous way what it was to be involved. And I don't think H.G. Wells would have held back any more than Szilard did. Leo Szilard worked at Los Alamos on the atomic bomb. He wrote a letter just as the bomb was being dropped saying, don't drop it. Leo Szilard was as much implicated in the atomic bomb, and he knew it. And I'm sure he and my father discussed it.